We're following the news out of Zimbabwe, where the military has placed President Robert Mugabe under house arrest. That's according to the South African leader, Jacob Zuma, who says he spoke with Mugabe by phone. The Zimbabwean military seized control of state TV last night and said this is not a coup.
We wish to make it abundantly clear that this is not a military takeover of government. What the Zimbabwe Defense Forces is doing is to pacify a degenerating political, social, and economic situation in our country.
NPR's Eder Peralta joins us now from Nairobi, Kenya. Eder, what's going on in Zimbabwe? Is it a coup?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly has all the hallmarks of being a coup. Yesterday, armored vehicles rolled into Harare, which is the capital of Zimbabwe, and they blocked off the road to the headquarters of the Presidential Guard, and then they surrounded the president's house. And then it really became clear that this was a lot more than a show of muscle by the military. Very early this morning, when the military took over the state broadcaster, Major General delivered a statement in which he said that President Robert Mugabe was safe. He said that the military was just trying to bring criminals around Robert Mugabe to justice, and that once that was done, things would get back to normal in Zimbabwe.
And what led to this situation? How did we get here? Why is it happening now?
Yeah, I mean, this has been building for quite a while now. And it's really all about who is going to replace President Robert Mugabe. He's 93 years old, and he became president in 1987. And two leading candidates emerged. The first one is Grace Mugabe, who is Robert Mugabe's much younger wife. And she's really cultivated power in Zimbabwe. She was named the head of the ruling party's Women's League, and she has the loyalty of the wing of the party that's called the G40, and they're basically the younger wing of the party. And then you have Emmerson Mnangagwa, and he goes way back with Mugabe. He fought alongside him during the liberation fight to bring an end to the minority white rule in Zimbabwe. And until this month, he was Robert Mugabe's vice president, and Mugabe fired him earlier this month. And that was widely seen as Mugabe's move to name Grace Mugabe as his vice president. One thing that's worth noting is that as Emmerson Mnangagwa left Zimbabwe earlier this month, he said he would be back, but this time it was to lead the country.
I was watching some reaction from people in Zimbabwe to what's going on, and one person did say, I'm glad the military is doing this. Mugabe was treating Zimbabwe like it was owned by his family. How are people in Zimbabwe reacting?
You know, from the people I've spoken to, they say people are glad that this is happening. You know, one of the things that's been happening in Zimbabwe is the economy has just been really suffering. And obviously, you know, Mugabe has been in power since 1987. So he is the only president a lot of people have ever known. But practically, it's hard to believe that things will actually change because the military is part of this same generation that Mugabe comes from.
Now, you're joining us from Kenya. How are other leaders around Africa and other leaders around the world reacting to what's going on?
There's a lot of concern. The big one is South Africa, because they're the powerhouse. They're the ones that have the military to do something about this if they need to. And they have expressed concern, and they say that they do not want this to turn into a coup. And they are sending envoys to Zimbabwe to try and negotiate some sort of deal between the military and Robert Mugabe.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Embassy in Harare has advised U.S. citizens in Zimbabwe to shelter in place until further notice. How dangerous is the situation right now for foreigners in Zimbabwe?
It's tense. You know, the people I've spoken to say there's tanks on the streets. There are no police on the street. And the military is sort of directing traffic. You know, this hasn't been a very violent takeover of power. There were some explosions heard last night. But for the most part, the capital, Harare, has been peaceful.
Is there any talk, and as you mentioned, Mugabe's been in power there since the 80s, is there any talk about what the country would be like without him?
That is the question that a lot of Zimbabweans are asking themselves. If we take what the ZANU-PF, the ruling party, has said, is they say that their new president is Robert Mugabe's old vice president. And he's a liberation hero. He is, in a lot of ways, would be a continuation of what Robert Mugabe has stood for. So I think it's really hard to imagine a Zimbabwe without Robert Mugabe. Because he has loomed so large, not just in Zimbabwe, but in this region.
That's NPR's Ada Peralta joining us from Kenya, talking about what could be a coup going on in Zimbabwe. We'll keep following the developments there. Ada, thank you.
Thank you, Jeremy.